think the city engineer knows my position on this. I do not support this. I don't support the taxpayers of the city of Franklin spending taxpayer money on another taxing entity's taxable property and then handing it over to them. Okay? If we want to connect, the county should connect it. Plain and simple. Mr. City Engineer, do you know, can we spend impact fees on a project that we do not own?
We do that currently for the St. Martin's bike trail. And we're proposing to do that for the trail along 116th Street.
My question wasn't proposed. Is it lawful for us to spend impact
fees? We have done this before, and I believe the decision at the time was it was okay.
Mr. City Attorney.
Recollection is that it was per easement to the city.
Correct.
So it is.
I would, and again, there would be an intergovernmental agreement, and the idea is that we would actually get an easement from the county. I think Alderman Barber wanted to speak.
By the way, I'm not taking you to task.
I understand.
Your creativity, and I just don't think we ought to spend our money on the county project. Alderman Barber.
This option A is for all three phases. They're all under the proposal.
We would finalize all three phases, but we would probably only give a notice to proceed on the first phase. And obviously, like I said, an intergovernmental agreement with the county would have to be negotiated. And I'll come back with that also.
I so move for option A.
Second.
Discussion? Mr. Mayor. All in favor?
Well, I would agree with the mayor most of the time on not spending our money on county property or something, but however you phrased it, except for, I guess, we're using majority impact fees or a good portion impact fees, and then, yes, some of our own, but it does benefit our residents. I think it's a good, I commend Alderman Barber for looking at doing this. Obviously, you got some feedback from residents, and it's probably long overdue. If we wait for the county to come up with the money to do this, we'll be waiting a very long time. I guess maybe one of the solutions is raise our sales tax in our municipality, I'm pretty sure that would be a John Weishaupt idea, Supervisor Weishaupt idea. And knowing his history and dislike of the city of Franklin, he'll probably find a way to not grant us an easement. If you recall, he cost the taxpayers of this county $1 million when they killed right-of-way access to run the Rankin Interceptor. They killed it at the county, and that cost $1 million to go around county property. So, it hasn't been approved yet. But I do support this.
Yeah. Alderman Wilhelm? I missed. Okay, so,
Gwen, I'd like to talk to you about if this happens. I just want to make you aware of the construction access coming in with the Japanese knotweed that's sitting there that needs to come out before they get spread all over by the equipment. It's really a horrible invasive, and it'll just take over that whole area. So just make a note on that. That needs to come out.
I'd also like to remind Alderman Taylor that we discussed the possibility of extending the trail further to the west in space and name of that road in the subdivision, but there is an access trail that we could possibly... Yes, sir. We could possibly include that as part of the scope.
And I was okay with that because it's already been used. Residents use it now. It's a blacktopped path that ends at a certain point at the end of the county line, and then it's kind of a man-made trail, or just by walking over it's become one. So that's not, I don't have an issue with that either.
Mr. Finance Officer,
just wanted the Common Council to be aware, because I don't believe the action sheet is crystal clear on this, that you'll be using contingency appropriations in the capital improvement fund for this project if you decide to proceed with it.
Mr. City Attorney.
Just with regard to the motion that it should be subject to staff review and confirmation of the propriety and availability of use of impact fees for the subject project.
Is that your motion, Alderman Barber?
Yes.
And Alderman Wilhelm, second.
Yes.
Okay, anybody else? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G7, page 89, resolution to issue change order 1 for Pleasant View Park Pavilion changes, $19,117.06.
Make the motion for option A, resolution to issue the change order 1 for Pleasant View Park Pavilion, 4901 West Evergreen Street, in the amount of $19,117.06.
Second.
Discussion? We found the dirty pot here, is what that's called. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G8, page 93. Consider the renaming of Sewer Water Operations Center to Jack M. Bennett, or John M. Bennett, PE, Water and Sewer Facility.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
That motion is to direct it to the Board of Public Works and the Board of Water Commissioners for their recommendation. All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G9, page 97, resolution authorizing officials to enter a private property infiltration and inflow reduction agreement with MMSD.
So moved. Second.
Alderman Hunt.
Is this funding available to extend the rest of that and that area you're working in now on 3736?
Mr. Engineer.
I don't think it necessarily takes a council action, but I can make the request and see if they would consider that.
So the people on the other end now, and now that we have that developer donated property, we could hook into that where that stormwater basin would be for that area. Thank you.
All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G10, page 109, request for an additional $48,700 for contract with Winter Service for a little while longer.
Hello.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilson.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dan.
Aye.
Motion carries. Six ayes, no noes, no absent abstentions. Page G11-113, contract with Bayside Printing to prepare and mail quarterly water and sewer bills.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G12-121 is a resolution declaring official intent to reimburse expenditures from the proceeds of the borrowing.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor? Alderman Wilhelm.
Could you let
Alderman
very quick?
Mr. Finance Officer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I direct the Council's attention to the final page of that section, which gives an outline of the forecast of 2019 performance in the Capital Improvement Fund. You'll recall that in an earlier meeting this year, the Common Council approved additional appropriations for the roundabout, and so we increased the borrowing from $2.1 million to $2,675,000. Since then, we've had some savings, and the projected borrowing now is $2,450,000. That does include provisions for several projects which have not yet been approved, so you'll be borrowing money for projects you haven't yet approved. But this will be the initial declaration of intent so we can reimburse ourselves for expenditures that would occur no more than 60 days before this bond sale, which is in early November. The council action sheet indicates that Ellers will be here on September 3rd. They have a conflict and will actually bring the bond authorization resolution to the September 17th council meeting.
Question.
Still up for
City Engineer, $100,000 for 50th. Is that going to be enough? Now that you're doing extension water sewer and engineering, and et cetera?
That was a that was an estimate by the engineers of the Oak Ridge development, and it's based on the bids that they're planning to put their project in at. So it's an estimate because they haven't actually received contracts, but it's based on their prices that they were planning to do their project.
Is the borrowing wiggle room available if that project goes over?
Mr. Francis Officer.
The resolution will be for a not to exceed $2,225,000. The projection is that there will be about $75,000 in this fund at the end of the year, so we would have a small amount of wiggle room.
Okay.
But it also anticipates that we're only spending $50,000 of the contingency, and you've pretty much used all of that $50,000 at this point. So there really would not be any additional contingency money available.
There might be some other project, though, that might not get done, and you could...
Possible.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Finance Officer, the number you've been giving for the bond is $2,250,000?
That's what's being recommended, yes.
I think you used a different number, but I could have heard wrong.
The original budget had $2,100,000 in early June. There were additional appropriations, which raised the borrowing $2,750,000, but by current projections, we believe that only $2,250,000 will be needed.
I wasn't clear. I thought I heard you say $2,025,000. That's what I thought I heard. But we're all good. Don't worry about it. It's all good. Any roll call on this? All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G13 on page 127 is the population estimate. For the record, 35,996.
Motion to receive and place
on file.
And that's a growth number for a change. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Is that more than the House of Corrections that way?
They'll give us those final breakdowns. This year they sent it by email, and it did include the difference in institutional population, but we did have...
Homes. We had homes. Okay. Yeah.
So thank you to the County Council for your pro-development in all regards. Growth is a good thing. G14, page 131, is closed session. Is there a motion to enter closed session? Well, wait a minute. Let's do the other things. Move on to H. Vouchers and payroll. Is there a motion approving the following city vouchers with an ending date of August 15th in the amount of $1,519,768.40 and payroll dated August 16th, 2019 in the amount of $387,645.15 and payments in various payroll deductions in the amount of $245,443.93 plus city matching payments and estimated payroll of August 30th. Estimated $396,000 payments of various payroll deductions, estimated at $424,000, plus any matching payments and property tax investments with an ending date of August 15th in the amount of $3,224,771.25, and approval to release payments to miscellaneous vendors in the amount of $1,137,168.71.
So
moved.
Second. Madam Clerk.
Alderman
D'Andrea.
Aye. Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. 6 ayes, no no, no action, no abstentions. Licenses. Alderman Taylor.
All right.
I'd like to take the second one separately, please, the Rock Sports Complex. I have some questions for city engineer on that.
Okay. We have the first one is approve the letter. Let's get the Rock. We'll go to QT Pizza. Approve pending proof of WDFI. Approve from WDFI. Then we have Heller and Loffrey approved, Petrosky, hold for appearance, Schutz, Smith and Turks approved, Brinker Restaurant Corporation approved pending inspection, and then American Legion approved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We'll go back to the
Rock. So on the Rock, I have a motion to approve pending DNR schedule. Having to provide a DNR schedule for the river.
There a second? Second. Alderman Mayor.
Does that, Glenn and Joel, you had some emails going back and forth about your requirements. Does that cover? I mean, you had some concerns, and then Joel said, or vice versa, Joel said that we need the plan. Does this cover that?
At least partly, yes. We're still waiting for some detailed information from Ballpark Commons people. The DNR is working with us. They're going to take the first look at it. So essentially, they're working on it, but the first step that they want to do, the DNR thought was reasonable, was to more accurately map this floodplain to find out how much encroachment there is in the floodplain, and then both in there. So they're working on it. They have been emails back and forth, but I have not seen it.
Okay. Glenn, do you have anything to add?
Nothing to add. You know, it's things that have been there for some time, and they were just noticed. And so I believe that Ballpark Commons has been responsive, at least to meet with DNR. I think it's appropriate to give them a little bit of breathing time to come up with a schedule and a plan to come into compliance. So I haven't seen them drag their feet as of yet.
If it's determined that they are not in compliance,
then
that should be determined.
Then they need to give us a schedule and how they could come into compliance.
Now, city engineer did bring up a good point that needs revisiting. Except for the Hills as Eyes, the pump house and those things have been there for a long, long time. And
DNR will not grandfather it, though. So.
Correct. But my point is that Ballpark Commons is taking the heat for it when they didn't do it. So, okay. Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk?
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman
Wilhelm?
Aye.
Right.
Alderman Mayer?
No.
Alderman
Gabriel? Aye.
Motion carries 5 ayes, 1 no, and no absent, no extensions. We move back to G14. Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Stat 19.85 sub 1 speed for market competition and bargaining reasons to deliberate and consider terms relating to potential commercial, industrial, manufacturing developments and proposals and investing of public funds and governmental actions relating thereto and to affect such developments, including terms and provisions? Potential development agreements for the development of plus or minus 73-acre properties at the southwest corner of South 27th Street and West Oakland Road and re-enter open session thereafter to act in such a manner as that therein as it deems appropriate.
Humble.
Second.
All those in favor?
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea?
Aye.
Motion carries 6 ayes, no motion, no absent, no extensions. We're in closed session.
Okay, it is 7:40. We're back in open session. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Double.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.